And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the weirdest show we've ever done because we're... Fuck Skype.
Fuck Skype.
We're doing Skype. I'm in the Hireman's Lodge, and you are?
I'm in the Punky Treehouse.
And we've got the longest two cups. It's the longest two cups. We've got the longest bit of string with two cups on it ever. We've also got a word of the week, but I don't really like it because it's got a swear word in it. But thank you, Trevor, right, for shit sprinkler.
Right, okay.
Oh, you fucking shit sprinkler. You've got whiskey all down my front. That's all he said.
Right.
So for nothing else, it's just another rude thing to call people, you shit sprinkler. This, of course, is the Chup Chups. And I've got some news about Wonk Unit coming up, but I thought it'd be nice to revisit them. We haven't played Wonk Unit in a while. They've had a bit of a lineup change by the looks of things.
Have they?
But it's the Mighty Cougar and two other blokes. But anyway, here goes with the first song. You're set with this, Tone?
Oh, Born Ready.
Excellent. This is Back With The Boys.
Perfect toss, perfect chest, perfect drinking partner. We were lovers for a while, to band that we're upon now. Lucy is back with her boys. Lucy is back with her boys. Lucy is back with her boys tonight. Our mission was the mannerisms. I wish I still had you to listen to my songs of failed relationships. Hardest of hardcore filthy treat, punk has fucked for me. We don't connect anymore and I feel melancholy. Lucy is back with her boys. Lucy is back with her boys. Lucy is back with her boys tonight. Yeah, things got bad. Now there's a Lucy to tell me and I'm sad and I miss you. Liberation was so easy. Liberation was so easy. Liberation easy. When I was fucking you. Fucking you. Fucking you. Fucking you. Fuck 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 you. Yeah, things went bad. Now there's a look at you, don't let me know that. And I miss you. Yes, I miss you. Yes, I miss you. Lucy is back with the boys. Lucy is back with the boys. Lucy is back with the boys. Lucy is back with the boys tonight.
Wonk Unit, Back With The Boys. Now, Tony, don't you think that's called Lucy?
Yeah. I think so, because when the first EP was, it was like, it was mostly girls' names. It was like Kathy, Lucy,
something else.
I think it was one of them.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, they've now changed the names to Back With Their Boys, as you can find out on their MySpace page, which of course is...
MySpace.com/WonkUnit.
No, MySpace.com/WonkUnitBand. I thought you didn't own that. It's poorly been the internet one. Tony Neil. Come on.
It is WonkUnit.com. Gutted.
Anyway, I'll have some WonkUnit news later on in the show, but right now we haven't done this for a couple of weeks, have we? I've got some MySpace ladies comments. Have you if you'd like to get in touch with us, myspace.com/punkyradio. It's an absolutely brilliant way to leave us a stupid message that I will almost certainly read out. The more stupid the better. Keep it under 2500 characters. I haven't got room for that many in the flat. See what I've done there. Right, anyway, here comes the first one. It's unbelievable this week. You fucking bitch mops better play more girl punk songs. Nothing's hotter than a punk lady meow, but come on, you freshy fishy fuckers, keep it up. Fuck, 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 just filling my coke, don't kiss me, bitch, you just throw up. Chris Marie.
Freshy PS. Fishy fuckers.
Yeah. P.S. Tony, you have a hot name. P.P.S. I hate MySpace just as much as you fucktards. P.P.P.S. how many times have I said fuck? Well, fuck, 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 hotter than fuck. Chris Marie.
Nice.
Make of that what you will. Thank you, Chris Marie. And here comes the second one, and it starts off. Fucking hell. I was catching up and listening to the episode from the 5th, and that was thoroughly twat-tastic and disturbing. Anyway, I love the picks. My birthday's on Thursday, so you better put out a good one. You were extra disturbing. I only wish I had more people to share it with. And thank you, wankers. Kayla Conspiracy.
Aww.
Yeah, what do you mean, aww?
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It was kind of nice. And then it goes from the sublime to the ridiculous. Have listened to the Sarno's interview on the latest podcast. How erudite and sophisticated LHS sounds. Probably one of life's true geniuses. His name well lived beyond eternally. Love, LHS. Buy the album, The Golden Dawn, Roach and Sarno's. Absolutely fantastic. Gentlemen,
yes.
By way of explanation, Naptown is a slang term for the capital city of Indiana. Therefore, Naptown Chris... We were singing about that. Naptown Chris and Chris from Indiana are one and the same. I said still from Indiana because when I made my previous comment, you said there wasn't much to Indiana. Well, that may be true. You do have at least one fan in this flat plain of cornfields. Naptown Chris. He's been living in a bucket of piss. Oh, I don't know whether that's true.
Beautiful.
Gopper. Come on, fellas. Gooper, get it right. Gopper. Hey, guys, I've been away for a while. I have no less than 14 shows to catch up on and a module retake to do by September. Let me tell you about where I've been. I've been travelling, seeing the world and finding myself. I've been in India and I saw all the sights and stayed in the ghastly accommodation. Mostly I was living in an orphanage in Tamil Nadu, teaching English. It's been amazing and I'm going back as soon as I can. However, the lack of technology means I had no Punky. All I had was 6 random episodes from September last year on my iPod. I've memorised them. Upon my return, imagine my surprise when I found the Dirty Riffs CD on the doormat. This is a very long and drawn-out way of saying thank you guys for my brilliant CD. Speak soon, James McGregor. The thing is, I posted that to him in Coventry the week after he went to India for 3 months.
All right.
So not only was I late sending it, he didn't get unfair play to him. Thank you so much, James. And that concludes the MySpace latest comments. So, you got any podcasts, Danny?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. We've done really well for August, which is usually a really quiet month. So thank you all. And it's a new month as of next Monday. So hold off on your votes this week. You might as well.
Hold off on your votes.
Yeah. And vote again Monday, which is the 1st of September, I believe.
Today is the 1st of September! Sorry, that's another little fetus thing there.
Nice.
You know, I was singing my fetus stuff the other week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sorry.
So here, top 6 again. Thank you very much. If you wanted to vote, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for this link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish. Could we read out the best comments? And here we go. Gooper. Punky is the best thing iTunes has to offer. Great music, great comedy, and 2 lovely hosts. See, boys, I'm learning. And that's Naptown Chris.
How come? We do seem to get like one listener a week, don't we?
They must do both. MySpace and Podcast Addy. God bless them. That's what I think, isn't it?
That's like...
Gorkanoid. Your show inspired us to do our own show. So, if you're going to ask us to vote for you, then vote for us too. You smacktards. Honey and Dick, Duke Watts Review.
Oh, Honey and Dick.
Yeah. There you go.
They wanted some stand-up comedy from me, but I haven't got any.
All right.
Basically.
Fair enough. But they
I
are,
need to put them up, really.
Yeah, Duke Watts Review. That's they signed the other week, but they didn't tell us the name of the show, so that's who they really are.
Andrew, right, okay.
Who listens to TTN. That's
and do show. Check them out.
Definitely. Alcohol's on the other week. Show 2. Good show to
start
on.
Don't check out show 2.
Nah. Punky rocks my summer. There's nothing better.
Does it?
Driving to work on a summer's day with the windows wound down and Punky turned up loud. Graham, meets the Frogstar. Who's the podcast? Thanks,
hi,
Graham.
Graham! It's hi, Graham!
I don't need to have scarves in here. I can hear you out the window.
The bloke in the flat upstairs.
Yeah.
The bloke in the flat upstairs, I think I've completely lost it because I just appear to be talking to myself and shouting. Randomly. I'm standing back from the mic when I do that. Is it going down alright with you?
It's fine. Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds groovy. Torpedo. Punky is the best thing you can do to your iPod.
Torpedo.
Yeah.
Do you know what that relates to?
No. I know Torpedo.
There's a film called Tora Tora Tora. right, which I think is about Pearl Harbor.
Is it?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it definitely it's definitely the kind of Japanese angle on it, and you'd fire a torpedo, wouldn't you? Yeah. Basically, I like it.
Well, punk is the best thing you can do to your iPod in public, and that's some Woody B3.
No, it's not. You think on it.
You can what on it?
Wank on it.
Nice.
How many times do you want me to say wank on it?
Quite a few. Anyway, Funky, another month, another vote. I'd still like Manly to come and fettle me undercarriage, though. Cheers, Fat Boy. Thanks, Fat Boy.
Oh, and thank you very much, Fat Boy, for leaving a message on my Facebook page saying, read the driving ban, you knob.
To the short, to the point.
Yeah. He's right, of course.
And finally, my saviours. I spent a whole week with a group of girl guides, and if I didn't have Punky on my iPod, I would have gone mipping plenty.
You can't say that to me.
That's some insane star.
Aren't I in enough trouble already? Being disturbing. And then insane star writes to us telling us she's hanging about with girl guides. Oh, good Lord.
And that's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, what a brilliant Podcast Alley that was, Tony.
It was. It felt good.
Yeah. It's time for the next track, mate. This is brilliant. You're going to be hearing a bit more from not just this band, but bands of their ilk. Right, JapanFiles.com. You might remember we did the Japan Files Oriental special about a year ago, 18 months ago.
It was a while ago, yeah.
And I've stayed off, for goodness sake. Now, apparently, updates are now ready for my computer.
Really?
I don't care. Right. I've stayed on the email list. They tell us about everything that comes out and when it's happening and what's going on, and I've never really done anything about it. And then we got this thing through for a band called The Outmods, and I checked them out and I thought they were fantastic. So I got in touch with Japan Files and said, can you put us on your media list so we can download what we want from the site? Because Japan Files is a download-only site featuring over 240... Look at me, it's like a press release. It's featuring good. Over 240 rocking Japanese bands. And we played a few for Ketchup Mania, and I can remember the fun you had with Sushi Mami Ray. But there's loads and loads of good bands on there, and you can go on, and every single band, you can hear a few seconds of each track of the bands as well. It's just it's a really nicely set up site. It's really easy to use, the easiest one I've come across. But they are very good with technology, the Japanese.
They are.
So anyway, this is from their new album, Rock and Roll Pirates. What I want to know is, what is the Outmods MySpace page?
myspace.com/outmods.
No, myspace.com/theoutmods 2006.
Ah, okay.
However, you can get a point back here by telling me the name of the website where you can find their music and all of the other bands in Japan that are on it.
Japanfiles.jp?
No, japanfiles.com. Brilliant. Poorly being the internet free, Tony Neal. This is fantastic. I love Skype. And this song you're going to love. Guess what it's called, Tony?
What's that?
Fuck This Shit.
Yeah!
Fuck This Shit, Tony. That was the Outmods.
It was.
What do you think of that? Pretty good, eh?
Pretty good.
And their whole album is great. And half of it, the titles are English, and half of it, the titles are Japanese. So it's a good way to learn the language. Now, you are now listening to the Dead 60s, who aren't a band anymore. They are dead 60s. Yeah. They're dead 60s! Right, but I didn't mention the Beds before, which were, of course, the brilliant Guanabats. Sorry about that, Pip and the gang. Still haven't heard back from Stuart, by the way, about the interview I'm supposed to redo with him after I forgot to press record in Spain, but these things happen. Yeah. Anyway, I've now got some additional material for you, my friend.
Ooh.
This is relatively exciting. It would be if I hadn't pressed the wrong button there. Well, there you are. Right, this is my additional material from the Highman's Lodge. I am what? How far am I from you? About 130 miles?
Yeah, something like that. 125, 130.
125 miles away and sounding fucking nass. Wonk Unit need gigs. Looks like there's been a light-up change. Yeah, Wonk Unit sound like a mix of Green Day, the Dickies, Sex Pistols, etc., but snottier and nastier. Without losing the big tunes, they also mix in some acoustic tracks and street poetry. Have a listen on their MySpace. You can tell this is the message that came through, can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
From Lenny, actually, who appears to be managing the tour. Dates they've got free are October, Friday the 24th. Oh, the ones they've got in. Friday 24th, supporting Penetration at the Mill in Mansfield, which means they need a gig on Saturday the 25th, preferably in the Midlands, or the South. And Sunday the 26th at the Black Sheep in Croydon. So if you'd like to book Wonk Unit for Saturday the 25th, it's a shame actually, because Sunday the 26th I'd have booked them for Dolly Remixture, my new venture. But anyway, they're doing Croydon. So yeah, if you'd like to book them Saturday the 25th, they are free. I recommend it, and they're cheap. They are cheap, right? They're fantastic. November, they've got Friday the 7th supporting Blitzkrieg at the Maze in Nottingham. Saturday the 8th, they need a date in the Midlands, the North or Scotland. And Sunday the 9th, they need a date in the Midlands, the North or Scotland. And Monday 10th, they're supporting Blitzkrieg at the Vic in Derby. So, basically, either November the 8th and 9th, or going back, October, Saturday 25th, do book them if you can. If you know someone that can book them, or if you just fancy having them around your house. Right? They don't cost that much, and they're fucking brilliant, basically.
Nice guys as well. Well,
they are. Well, the one that's left is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We don't know about the other two.
The Mez is left then as well, guys.
Mez has gone. Mez has gone. Yeah. It appears to be just the Mighty Cougar.
Right.
And two new fellas. But the two new fellas look even more wonkish than the other two. They're totally wonky. And then guess what? I get this from you, fucking twat. How are you?
Nice.
I shouldn't know me, but I unfortunately am an American. I live in Oregon, one of the states you shouldn't have heard of. However, whether you like it, I have heard of you. I fucking love every minute of your shows. Add me to your friends list, you fucking smacktard. Love, can't say that without a straight face, pun intended. Gerhet, as in Jerry and Rhett. Gerrit. He's spelling it Gerrit. I'm going to call him Gerhardt, just to piss him off. P.S. Better get my name right. No, fuck off, Gerhardt. Right, Tony. Yes. Single-issue protest groups are far and away the most effective in the modern world. MPs can get elected on single issues now, from campaigning against shopping centres being built to fundraising for particular African villages. These have proved to be very effective, and so I say this to you, Tony. Bring back Scrabulous. Facebook group finally pulled in the UK. Quite a few thousand people up in arms about it. Join the group. The Facebook group is there. Bring back Scrabulous. If you're on Facebook, check it out and join it. My friend Claire in Bristol asked me to join the group, and I did. There's already a load of people on there. Bring back Scrabulous.
It's actually gone now, is it? And it went in the States, didn't it?
It's got the UK ones now down as well. I'm very, very upset about it, and at the same time trying to roll a fag. So anyway, that was my additional material. If you would like to send me an email, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, whatever you fucking like.
Nice.
Now then, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your twat nominations. Always, I'm still needing more. I'm always thirsty for twat, because the world the well will dry up, but it's fine at the moment. But if you do know a twat, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Every nomination gratefully received.
Special man.
I know, sorry. This week, it's from Insane Star. I really should bet these.
Oh, is it? We've deserved from her.
Yeah. higher. This is an old twat, but it's
still lower.
But it's still a twat. When I was at uni in Canterbury, my mate Kay had a boyfriend called Andrew, although everyone called him Mal. I have no idea why. I think it was something to do with his surname. He's a twat.
Canterbury K. Canterbury K. She likes smearing turtles in butter.
He's a twat generally, but the reason for the nomination is that he and Kay were arguing in a room during a house party at Halloween. Well, they weren't really arguing, he was shouting at her and she was crying, so I burst in and asked Kay if she was okay. Mal yelled, "This is none of your business."
No, what did she say? "No, I'm not okay, I'm Kay, get it right."
To which I replied, when a mate is upset, I make it my business. Mal's response was to come and stand right in my face with a stupid scowl. I think he was trying to frighten me. It didn't work and he stormed off. Thankfully, a few weeks later, Kay ditched him. So please tell Andrew, aka Mal from Canterbury, that he's a twat. Thanks.
Oh, that's fair.
Insane stuff.
That's fairly straightforward.
Straightforward to the point. Short, sweet, I like it.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am.
Good, good. So, Andrew, also known as Mal from Canterbury,
is a twat.
The first Skype twat, eh? So there you go. Thank you for that. Any more twats, do email me, tony@punkradio.com.
Or otherwise, go fuck yourself. Here's the next one.
Much. We're killing time, yeah, we're waiting for it. We're killing time and we hate you for it. So cold, and you know. There's something wrong in this broken picture. The face is changed, but the skin gets thicker. So cold, and you know.
That was Last Man Down and Killing Time, Tony.
Okay.
And what I'd like to know straight away is, what is Last Man Down's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Last Man Down.
No, MySpace.com/Last Man Down Official. It's Paulie B and Internet 4, Tony Neil. This is fantastic. And they came through to us via the lovely people at Manila PR.
All right.
And that's their new single out. And there's another track on it, which is a Sugar Babes cover version. That's really, really
nice.
Good.
Nice.
So as you know, they're not our usual fare. It's a bit pop punk for us, but really, really like it. Really like them. And thank you very much, Manila PR, because they keep coming up with the goods. Now then, Tony.
Yeah.
I've heard about this thing GoDaddy, but I don't know a lot about it. Can you fill me in?
I surely can. Right. Oh. Well, basically, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your website, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
GoDaddy, maybe you do.
GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate, which will protect your customers' details.
What are SSLs?
They're SLs.
Right.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. That was bizarre. It's like the voices in my head.
And that, of course, yes, was Project Marv. Any news on his album?
No. He's doing it.
He's been too busy to get involved. He just added me on Facebook and he said, hey, it's been too long. And I went, well, yeah, I've moved.
Yeah.
I have more Mansfield news shortly because you wouldn't have caught. You were working, weren't you? You wouldn't have caught. There was a big thing on EastEnders today because to the glory of Sky, I watched it all about Rebecca Adlington and how basically they're changing the name of Mansfield to Adlington by the sounds of things.
I heard, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. 15,000 people lined the route and in the square to watch it. It was like, I was really, really, I'll just talk about it now. I was really, really pleased because like after Stags went down last season, Mansfield, you know, it's been a little bit depressed. And then it suddenly got something to really get behind her. She's a lovely girl. I would get behind her. It was, it's just really, really brilliant. I'm really, really pleased for her. I'm pleased for the heart of Sherwood Forest. And well done her. Well done everyone, etc. But I do have to say, the girl has got a nose on her, right?
Right.
Well, I thought she'd be better at backstroke. She could use it as a fin, right? But they got the girl from East Midlands Today that interviewed her. They got the girl with the biggest nose in to make her feel better.
Nice.
Right? And then the top deck of the bus, they went to her mum and her sister and all the family. They've all got fucking massive noses. Right? And I was watching it with my dad, and my dad did a line from Monty Python's Life of Brian. He went, what is this? Nose City? It's absolutely pissing myself. Right, next track. Now, the reason I'm playing this track now, Tony, you know we said we were going to play the Scourge Harlow.
Yes.
We're not, but we are playing a song with the name of a town in another part of Essex. Okay. And the reason we're playing it is that after this, I'm going to be playing out, just in one go, straight away, a Johnny Dongle interview. Right? He's the guy that I went down to meet in Camden. Didn't tell you what happened when I went to Camden. I didn't, did I?
Don't think so, no.
We haven't discussed me falling down the stairs.
No.
I'm going to tell you now, right? This is so funny. I thought I'll go and meet them. They're in New York. It's a band from New York that pretend to be English.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in Camden. I'll go and meet them. And normally when I meet up with people from the States, I just get them really fucking rat-assed, right? Because they can't drink like we can. But he cheated, didn't he? His mum's from Bristol.
Right.
And his wife, April, she hails from Tilbury, right? And it's like they cheated. They know how to drink. I got down at 8. They were already there drinking. By 10:15, I was absolutely fucked. And you can hear on the interview that we're both of us are leathered. But we got drunk really, really quickly. I had to leave early to get a train back.
Right.
Went to Camden Tube. And when I got there, as I was at the top of the stairs, I heard a train. I went, oh, and I made a run to get him. Lost my footing on the stairs and went careering down the stairs right now. The thing was, by the third step, aka the second tumble, I was starting to find it really funny because I was pissed. So I started making comedy noises. So I was going, ooh, all the way down the stairs, right? Got to the bottom of the stairs. And he's like, if I hadn't been drunk, I'd have broken all sorts, but I was like loose, right? Yeah. Got to the bottom of the stairs. This old bloke walks up. He says, "Hey, are you all right, mate?" And I jumped up and went, "Yeah, I'm fine." Saw the train, the doors were open, jumped on them, the doors shut. And as the doors shut behind me, every single bone, muscle, and nerve ending in my body started to really hurt. And I just went, "Oh," and collapsed on the floor again. And someone else said, "Are you all right, mate?" I went, "Yeah, I'm fine." Just sat on the floor waiting for King's Cross. It was pathetic. So, anyway, I'm going to play this Scourge song called Tilbury.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll do the Johnny Dongle interview straight away and then go straight into his song, all right?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Sound like a deal?
Deal.
So, the Scourge, as you know, are the ones that do a bunch of can'ts at the end of our show. Mm-hmm. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is the Scourge's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Scourge.
And how are you spelling Scourge?
S-C-U-R-G-E.
It is indeed. It's MySpace.com/The Scourge. It's probably been Internet 4, Tony 1, and this is Tilbury.
Tilbury!
Like the Farrah Peninsula.
Tilbury!
All its shops are so sinister.
Tilbury!
It's got a pub called the World's End with a power station just round the bend.
Tilbury!
It's got a vandalised cop shop.
Tilbury!
The fire station got the chop.
Tilbury!
Left it to burn instead, then they went out to paint the whole town red. I picked up a Tilbury, thought she was a cinch, but the best she had to offer me was dodgy mint. My best mate told me that she had it all. Well, he was dead right, cos now I have it all and all.
Tilbury!
Supporting the sticks.
Tilbury.
You find the most cars on bricks.
Tilbury.
Get yourself a cheap rub. Get your head kicked in the Capard Club.
Tilbury.
Get a dose of the clap.
Tilbury.
The public transport is crap.
Tilbury.
Sophistication is bad. It's got the worst pub in the whole town, man. Beaters off the boats only get one night to do the night spots, pubs and see all the sights. But one night here is all they need to know. The next time they try and make it Felix Stone.
Tilbury.
Counting sessions are free.
Tilbury.
Don't bring the family.
Tilbury.
If you're ever caught short, you can always take a piss in the pool.
Tilbury.
Come late and go early.
Tilbury.
Escape to Gravesend on the ferry.
Tilbury.
The famed Eastern England eyesore. Oh my god, I've worked here for 18 years or more.
Tilbury.
Do you fancy a pint down at Scrubbers?
Tilbury.
On a what, blood?
Colby Edwards, Punky Radio, now joined by Martin Stroke Johnny from Johnny Dongle. And now, as I can see it, you are as American as the day is long. But you have a British background. What's your story?
Well, I thought that I wanted to do something that kind of went back to my youth. Something that, I mean, I grew up on British punk rock. I was born in Britain. And I've never had a chance before now to really express myself musically as a solo artist. And I came up with the character Johnny Dongle, much the same as Sacha Baron Cohen might have come up with, you know, Borat or any of his other characters. It's kind of a means to express your art.
So, what made you pick on Simon Cowell?
Well, I didn't really pick on Simon Cowell as much as I picked on his idea of how to be a pop star. It's much more, if you listen to the song, if you listen to the lyrics of Sorry Simon, I mean, Simon obviously is the face of what is a franchise. It's basically all over the world now. if you want to be a pop star, if you want to be heard, if you want to be known, you have to follow this track of only being a singer.
So how has the Johnny Jungle sound gone down in the States?
The fact that I do it with a very British, very Cockney accent.
Oh yeah, you really do, God blimey, governor.
I do, and that gains a lot of points with people in the United States. I mean, they see this British thing, and they see it's not so much a British or American thing. I mean, what I'm doing is more of a time and a generational thing. I look at music today, and it's just boring. And my music might not be the greatest, you know, most innovative thing that's ever come along, but it's exciting, and it makes people listen. And also the melodies, people tell me constantly that they can't get my songs out of their head. And I think as a songwriter, that's the absolute best compliment you could be paid. I mean, you might not believe this, but we record everything we do in a small apartment in Manhattan. And I do the preliminary songwriting. I record most of the instrumental tracks, and then I actually get my wife April, who is around here somewhere, to help me with the lyrics and help me suss out the song. She's a fantastic vocalist and songwriter herself, I must say. And then I have one other person who is a guitarist, a lead guitar player, who puts the color into the guitars. It's just the three of us.
But is this a band that doesn't tour then?
It's a band that doesn't actually exist. It's almost a new way of getting your art out to the world. And I must say, it is working. We have thousands of people, you know, all over the world that get in touch and say, I love what you're doing, and I'm not sure what we're doing exactly.
Do they buy CDs?
People don't buy CDs unless you are a touring band with, you know, a lot of support behind you. But they do download the music. You know, there are a lot of downloads, and the album now is on iTunes worldwide. And that's really the market we're looking for.
What's your favorite track on the album?
My favorite track is A Fifth of Nowhere.
Right, let's play that. Let's play it right now. Thank you very much.
Scream.
that is A Fifth of Nowhere by Johnny Dongle. Did you like that, Tony?
I did.
He's a really nice bloke, and I'll tell you, because of how he sounds in the interview and then how he sounds on record, he's right. It's a character, basically. It's a great album. It's a great album. Do check them out. What's their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/Johnny Dongle.
It is. It's poorly being the internet for Tony 2. It's a comeback. I might give you 2 points on the last one, I'll give you a chance to get a draw. I'll see how I feel.
Okay.
Alright. So, anyway, what have you been up to? Anything?
Lots of work and lots of gigs lately. I did an acoustic gig on Saturday at the Town Mill for the 10th anniversary of Unit 5. Crazy stuff.
And how did that go?
It was alright. I'm not a great big acoustic fan of doing it, but I am.
What's the turnout like?
It was alright. Steph was there for once, that was nice, so she got to watch us. And then Sunday, I finally got to...
Hang on. What acoustic material did you do then?
I did a couple of my album. I did Blister in the Sun.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And then I did a few with my cousin Carly, because we got the side project.
Brilliant.
So I did Black Condition off my album as well. And
Oh, I really like that. Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
oh,
nice. It went really well. And then Steve did a couple, and even Corey did a couple.
Finally.
Yeah. And it was quite a good day. And then we chilled out Saturday night. And Sunday, finally got to see Dark Knight. Brilliant. Brilliant film.
Dark Knight. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Oh, go and see it. It's fantastic.
I will at some point.
And then last night, was it the Town Mill again? On Bank Holiday Monday. Doing a gig last night at the Town Mill. And on Thursday, I'm back at the Mill for another gig. We saw Kev, who owns the Mill, on Saturday, and he said a band dropped out of the Battle of Bands and wanted a last minute replacement, so we said we'd do it.
So fair enough.
We're at the Mill again, 3 times in 1 week.
Well, that most bands can only play there twice a year, mate.
There you go.
Well, I've been busy, mate, I'll tell you. Since I last spoke to you, I'd done Endorse It and hurt my thumb, hadn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the week after that, I did... I had a weekend at Bristol Jonglers, which went really well, really, really good fun. And then on the Sunday, I went down to Exeter to go to Beautiful Days Festival, the one that the Levellers run.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be getting picked up by my friend Widge, who was already there, but got a text from her to say they'd already gone home because the place was a swamp. The weather was awful, which meant I had to get a cab, £40, from Exeter Station to the festival. I then did the gig at the festival where I met Arthur Smith and Richard Digence and bumped into John Robb from Goldblade, who was emceeing the main stage, and I was emceeing the stand-up comedy stage. And Richard Digence heard some of my stuff and said to me, "Hey, that Anne Robinson song is brilliant. Consider it nicked." And I said, "You listen here, Digence. My auntie Janet is a big fan of yours, and I'm going to ask her the next time she sees you if you've done a song called Anne Robinson. Then I'll find out, and I'm going to come around your house and punch you squarely on the nose." And he went, "All right, I won't nick it then."
Fair enough. Wow.
So that was good. But then I had to get a cab back to the station, £30. And then had to get a train back to London, £58. The whole thing, by the time I'd finished, it cost me £150 to get back to London from Exeter. It was a fucking nightmare. Fortunately, I'd got a lot more than that for the gig.
Nice.
But I was absolutely crying. This driving band's no fun. Then on Tuesday of last week, I went to Edinburgh to the festival.
Yeah.
And I went up there with my mate Simon Houlihan.
Yeah.
And me and Simon got there at Tuesday at 5:30. We drank copious amounts of red wine on the train up. Well, you know, it's a boring journey.
Yeah.
And then we got there and we got into the flat and we went out drinking and we went for it. And then we bumped into my agent. And she said, "Look, let's not hang about here in the Pleasance Courtyard. Let's go up to the Loft Bar." So we went up there, and that's where all the cool comics hang out and people hang out after the show and that. And bumped into loads of people that we knew and sat down, and the beer's flowing backwards and forwards and everyone's getting lashed. And then I got thrown out.
Did you?
Yeah, I got thrown out. I was sat down having a chat with my friend Harriet, and one of the security guys came over and said, "Are you planning on having another drink?" And I said, "Probably not."
Oh,
and he went, "Good." He said, "Good, because you're not getting any." I went, "Oh, thanks." So then I kind of drank up and went to leave. bumped into a guy called Simon Munnery on the stairs, who I know. I went, hello, Simon, how's it going? And then before I could say anything else to him, the same security guy came running out and steamrolled me down the stairs. I don't know what I did. Oh. I think I was grassed up. I think someone said, he's pissed, get him out. It was all a bit odd.
Really?
The next day, I did four shows. I did the Pleasance Courtyard, and then I did three on the Free Fringe, one for Brian Damage and two Laughing Horse Gigs. And the first show, which was called Edcom in the Pleasance Courtyard, I was on with a guy called Ian Stone. He was absolutely fantastic. Hmm. But I had a good gig as well. But my agent said to me, Paul, why did you have to do the song about poo? It's too early in the day for songs about poo. And I argued with her, it's never too early for a song about poo. But anyway, she just wasn't having it, basically. I went and did these other gigs, and the night went on, and I bumped into people who'd seen me the night before, and word had already gone around Edinburgh that I'd been thrown out of a gig, because nobody gets thrown out in Edinburgh, you know. Word had gone around. And then when I was standing outside the assembly rooms, which are at the other end of town from the Pleasance, I'm standing outside having a smirk, and these two really attractive women walk up, and one of them said to me, I'm so glad I found you. And I went, really? She went, yeah, I saw you at Edcom at lunchtime. I thought you were absolutely brilliant. And I said to her, would you like a CD? I've got some CDs. I'll go and get one for you. She went, oh, I'd love one. I ran into the venue, forgetting that my bag with the CDs was on stage as the Comic-Con. So I had to go back outside and say, sorry, I can't get you a CD at the moment, but I can send one to you. She said, good, because I want to give you my card. I went, oh, brilliant. Do you know who she was, Tony?
No.
She's the commissioning editor for entertainment at ITV.
You're joking.
No. And she said, you were absolutely brilliant today. My favourite one was the poo one.
There you go, you see.
Up yours, agent. Right, now, the very, very attractive woman with her, this beautiful blonde girl, I recognised, I said to her, I hope you don't mind me saying so, but I really recognise you from somewhere. And I can't think where. And she kind of sort of grimaced a bit and said, do you like sport? I went, yeah, I love sport. I went, oh, wow, you're the anchor woman on Sky Sports. And she was like, I said, my dad fancies you. And she was like, just this unbelievably beautiful woman who I watch on Sky Sports quite a lot. And I can't concentrate on the sport when she's talking. Yeah. She's called Doc. And she's a fan as well. So she's got a CD in the post as well, which reminds me that Lord Relock, if you're listening, I finally packaged up your prizes and I'm sending them tomorrow.
Nice.
Basically, now that the commissioning editor of ITV wants a CD off me, I figure it's time for the plebs in Australia to get their stuff as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this weekend I'll be... Oh, and then we went out all night. I bumped into Al Murray, had a beer with Al, and he said that he might be up for doing my gig in Hitchin next February.
Really?
Which is rocking good news. And he also said that Harry Hill is touring next year and wants to do some warm-up dates. I went, well, he knows who to call. Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm doing Nottingham Jonglers Friday and Saturday. If you do hear this in time, I'm actually, last minute, I'm doing the Red Card Comedy Club at Carrow Road, Norwich, on Thursday night. I've just got that. That's a lot of trains, mate. But before I play the last track, which is by the Forget-Me-Nots, who you may know.
Uh-huh.
They've got their new album, Around Her Thighs in 80 Days.
Nice.
We did request it. They've sent us three.
Ooh.
That's one for me, one for you, and one for some lucky winner of this competition that I'm about to set now.
Excellent.
If you'd like to win their album, and you do, trust me, if you'd like to win their album, simply send your answer to the following question to paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Forget Me Nots Competition. The question is, where am I this weekend? Quite straightforward, isn't it? Where am I this weekend? You might have to rewind your iPod a bit to hear, but I have just told you where I am this weekend. What gigs am I doing Friday and Saturday? Don't worry about Thursday. I'm not on about Norwich. I'm on about the other one that starts with N-O. And I'm not talking about New Orleans. Right, so where am I? It might be a Jonglers. It might be a town with two football teams called Forest and County. I don't know. But where am I this weekend? Send the answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Forget Me Nots Competition, and you get the chance to win this brilliant new album, Around Her Thighs in 80 Days. I've had a listen to it. It's great. I'm going to play track five. Tony, what I want to know is, for 2 points, what is the Forget Me Nots MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheForgetMeNots.
And how are you writing that?
The number four, yeah. Get Me Not.
Tony, 2 points. Hey. Paulie B, the internet, 4. Tony, 4. Is Skype a success? I don't know, but it's a draw this week. And this, Tony, you're going to like this one. This is track 5 from the album, and it's called Being Bisexual Is Just Greedy.
When you tell me you like girls as much as you like me, I could not believe my luck, I've never been so happy. But you know that in real life it's never quite the same. Cause you should be thought of a girlfriend's always playing games.
So, how about that then, the forget-me-nots? And I think they're right. I think that's a good message. I think being bisexual is just greedy. I also didn't mention who the bed was in the last bit there. It was, of course, Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers. And we've got more news about them next week. So we've got some quite exciting news about them, in fact. They've landed themselves a bit of a do.
Have they?
They have indeed, yes. So, listen, don't bother voting for us this week. Vote next week.
Yep. It's September the 1st.
Yeah, we do want you, however, to review us at iTunes, particularly if you're in the UK. It's really, really helps us. I don't know whether we've had a couple more reviews, but we have moved a little bit further up the chart again. So thank you to those of you that have. But please, it really does make a big, big difference. I'll be at Nottingham Jonglers this weekend. And Tony, what are you doing? You've got a gig Thursday?
Just a gig Thursday, then the weekend, either going down to see the beautiful Stephanie or staying up in Nottingham working.
Would that be because there might be a brilliant stand-up comedy see at Nottingham Jonglers this
weekend?
That's
right. Yeah. Yes, and maybe recording Punky without Skype. Who knows?
Who knows? Do you think Skype's been a success? Do you think it's been a failure?
I think it's been a success. I think it could be better, but I think it's still pretty damn good.
Because I do have to say, I am no longer going to say I don't think I've been very good this week. Because the last two shows, when I didn't think we've been very good, I listened to them. I thought they were great.
They were good, weren't they? I thought so.
Yeah, yeah. So now I'm just going to start saying we're fab. Feel free to call anyone who should walk around you a shit sprinkler.
Yes.
In fact, if they walk into you, call them a fucking shit sprinkler. And if they pour whiskey down your front, as instructed, say, oh, you fucking shit sprinkler, you got whiskey all down my front. That's from our American friend Trevor. It is. I just felt like reading that out again. He's our American friend Trevor.
Good.
Oh, and George from Eclectic Mix. Hello, mate. And thank you very much for the heads up on that band.
Okay.
He's invited us to the Baltimore area. And I do want to go back there because I do like it there.
Baltimore?
Ooh. Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
That's where I did a sales show once upon a time. And I did some gigs there as well.
Excellent.
Anyway, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! And just as a final word, because I can't stop myself, even though I should have grown up, I would just like to say to air out my shorts have completely lost it with me, and I should have a go back, but I can't be bothered to deal with insignificant and small podcasts.
Good.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.